Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. What's your vibe saying right now? What sort of vibe are you projecting right now? Well, switch it up. Ask yourself, what do I want to get yourself right back into alignment? Because remember, what you feel is what you project, and your emotions, energy in motions, is a universal language, and God's universe responds back by saying, your wish is my command, let me give you more reason to feel that way. So switch it up right now. Ask yourself, what do I want? Now today I want to speak on the subject that comprises of three little words. And those little words are, you are enough. Now, we hear this words probably every day. And I remember the first time I heard those words, I thought, I am enough. I remember attending personal development seminars and this phrase would come up all the time. And really, it is the root of many of our problems. It's the root of many of the wars that we see, the conflict that we see going on around us, that we are not enough, so therefore we feel that we need more. And talking about personal development, one of my most favorite books that really emphasized that fact for me, that I am enough, aside from the Bible, is a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The Four Agreements. And I absolutely love that book. I've probably read it no less than four times. And in that book, Don Miguel Ruiz quotes, real love is accepting other people the way they are without trying to change them. If we try to change them, it means we don't really like them. And I always remember those words because how many times in a relationship have you tried to change the other person to suit yourself, which means you don't like the person as they are. And it really isn't for us to change another person. They are enough. They are enough just as you are enough. And this wonderful quote, I think it really says something about how we feel deep down. And I found it really profound. But yet it was one of the things that I struggled with most of my life. And I'd really like to reflect on it with you today. You know, we live in a world where we constantly feel that we don't live up to expectations. And we have the media, popular culture, that tells us that we're not enough. We only have to look at Instagram, where people are putting up masks of themselves because they do not feel that they are enough. Trying to live up to the expectations that other people set for them. Therefore, it's the expectations that we set for ourselves. And so we beat up ourselves. We think, oh, we're not worthy. We continuously try to improve ourselves. We seek validation from others, all with the intention to make ourselves enough. One of the things that I discovered is, even though I was lost, I hadn't lost my value. And, you know, I've been quite open in the past about sharing my journey of having an abusive childhood that shaped me and defined me nevertheless. And on entering counseling and the self-improvement route, to discover that even though I was lost, I hadn't lost my value. And I often compare it to, you know, you perhaps having a $50 note and you've lost it. You've put it somewhere and you're sweeping the house for it. And you're combing the house for it and you can't find it because you know that it has its value. Okay, you know that that £50 is still enough as a £50 note. And you want to find it so that it can be useful. Okay, if the £50 had a note, or the $50 had a note, a voice, would it say of itself that I am not enough, that I am not a £50 note? It is what it is. So why is it that we cannot have this view when it comes to ourselves? It's time for us to embrace ourselves. When we need to change ourselves, all it really means is that we don't really like ourselves. And if we don't like ourselves, it's impossible to love and accept others the way they are. So even if that person is lost, they are enough. And that's why love, real self-love, has to begin on the outside, because you cannot give to others what you don't yet have, what you don't possess. You cannot love others without loving yourself and accepting that you are enough. And if you feel constantly like you're never enough, you'll always feel that others aren't enough too. You'll constantly look for more. You'll constantly look for better. You'll constantly see the wrong and right in that person. You'll never see them as enough. So yesterday, whilst writing my book and doing some research, I came across the ancient art, as it were, called Kintsugi, or Kintsukuroi. I hope that I've pronounced it correctly. Now, Kintsugi is a centuries-old art of repairing broken pottery with gold. And it's often referred to as golden joinery. It's a centuries-old Japanese art, and what they do is, rather than rejoin ceramic pieces with a camouflaged adhesive, in other words, it's invisible, the technique employs a special sap lacquer, and they dust it with powdered gold, silver or platinum. And once completed, beautiful seams of gold, gilt like gold lining, glints in the conspicuous cracks of ceramic wares, giving each one a one-of-a-kind appearance to each repaired piece. And what's beautiful about it is that it emphasizes the fractures and it emphasizes the breaks instead of hiding them or disguising them. And oftentimes it actually makes the repaired piece even more beautiful than the original, giving it a new look and giving it a second life. So I want to go back to what I said about, instead of hiding or disguising the fault, it actually breaks, it actually brings it up to the surface. Now, how many of us as individuals have gone through experiences that have left us feeling broken, have left us feeling ashamed? And so we hide the shame in the dark, and we hide that part of us in the dark, when really we should bring it out into the open, because this is what helps define us. It is in the learning of it. It is in the wisdom acquired through those breaks that makes us more beautiful. Now, note I said more beautiful, which means, or just should I say, does not take away the fact that you are enough. So whatever you're going through right now, know that your cracks, as it were, your breaks, bring it to the surface. Don't allow it to be in the dark, festering, hiding, where you cannot glean wisdom from it or even share that wisdom with others. Be a shining example to those who are in the same predicament where you were. So in that moment, still, you are enough. It's time for us to put that inner critic, that inner voice to rest, telling you that you're not good enough. And it's time for you to actually wake up from that negative, self-destructive thinking and focus on that, learning how to love yourself and practice self-care instead. You know, in our natural state, and this is a quote by Marianne Williamson, we are glorious beings. In the world of illusion, we are lost and imprisoned slaves. Our jailer is a three-headed monster. One head our past, one our insecurity, and one our popular culture. You've been brainwashed. You've been brainwashed from being powerful in your natural state, your true state, to being powerless. But you don't have to remain stuck in that place. You may feel ashamed, as though you're inadequate or you're bad. And you likely feel full of fear, as if someone can see what you've gone through. So you keep looking to others to tell you who you need to be and what you need to do, compromising yourself and your needs along the way. And I say that because I was that person. When I went through abuse, I felt ashamed. I felt like my voice wasn't enough. I thought, who am I to have an opinion? But who are you to not have an opinion? You are a child of God. It's time for you to acknowledge that within yourself. Wherever you are right now, I would love for you to repeat, I am enough. And time to stop these self-harming thoughts that make you psychologically oppressed. You know, it's time for us to have a shift, a paradigm shift. It's time to actually come out of ourselves and observe the programming that we've been subject to, the conditioning that we've been subject to that tells us otherwise. And let's talk about judgment. When you don't feel great about yourself, you feel as if you're being judged. Think about it. Even if you put on an outfit and you go through your front door, you may not feel happy even with what you're wearing. And what happens is you become self-conscious about yourself. You feel like somebody's watching me, that they're judging me, which then increases your sense of not feeling good about who you are. And this just becomes a vicious cycle in which you're constantly undervalued. And the media doesn't help. Try this lipstick. Try this new pair of stilettos. Try this miniskirt. Guys, try this new steroid. Try this, try that. It's all about adding, telling you that you need to add things to yourself to make you enough when you already are, because you've lost sight of who you truly are. How different this world would be if we actually saw ourselves as how God created us. We have to start using positive vocabulary in the direction of ourselves. One of the words that I have eliminated to the best of my ability from my vocabulary is the word should. Not just to myself, but to others. Because I think, who am I to tell another person that you should be doing this? Straight away, in that word itself, there is so much judgment. That person is enough and enough to know what is good for them. So instead, choose to do what you want to do. Don't oppress yourself with disempowering language. And you can actually feel the freedom that will well up inside of you when you give yourself that gift. And let's look at relationships. Consider how you may have to rewrite the rules so that you can stand up for yourself in a relationship. I mean, that was a huge one for me. Allowing myself to be held back in a relationship that, and I'm talking about a relationship that I had with myself, that invalidated who I was. Don't allow yourself, if you're in a relationship right now, that minimizes you, minimizes what you're capable of. Find somebody who sees who you truly are, but it first starts with you. You have to see who you are. You have to see that you're enough in order to attract somebody who sees you that way. And in order to do that, find a community that's going to empower you. Right now, there are a lot of people out there who are depressed, who talk about themselves in a negative way. And they're surrounded by people like that. Misery loves company. Get yourself in good company. Get yourself counseling if need be. Get yourself around people who are going to support you in letting you know that even though you may be lost, you haven't lost your value. You know, recently I heard a really beautiful phrase, and it said, "You are not the frame. You are the picture in the frame. You are the masterpiece." This is the point where you need to get to. This is the point that I'm making. This is what you have to believe. There are conditions such as body dysmorphia, where people are looking at their frame and telling themselves that they are not enough. Start to look at the picture. Start to look within. And as you start to appreciate what is within, then that will manifest on the outside. Start to look at who you truly are. Start to have an intimate connection with yourself. And that starts first with self-acceptance. Being open and honest about your thoughts and your feelings is necessary so that you can then change them to more empowering ones. And being yourself allows the other person to know and appreciate who you truly are. If you withhold your feelings, how can your relationship be close? Your doubt within yourself is going to create a wall between you and your potential partner. So remember who you are. I am enough. And express it to yourself, the world within you, so that you can express it on the outside. Another thing that I needed to overcome was when I didn't feel good enough about myself. I didn't see my wants, what I wanted, as important, much less express them. So you may be confused and think that one of your needs is insignificant, that it's not valid, that it's unimportant. But when you do that, you actually dismiss yourself. You abandon yourself. And when you believe that, you won't ask for what you need. And you'll feel threatened to speak up for yourself because you will fear the other person will leave you. So the way to go on that is to not be fearful. What's the worst that can happen? Someone is going to leave you because they've been in a relationship with the mask and not yourself. So learn today, start practicing, start implementing, voicing your want. It's not an easy thing, but start to do it. And as you start to practice it, you will start to get better at it. You are enough, another person is enough. And you have the right to express what you want. You have the right to want what you want. And often two people want different things. And conflict can arise. So that's why it's very important that you understand that. Because it's okay. Because when you can accept yourself and your wants, then it's easy for you to accept somebody else's wants. So it's important that you love and that you accept yourself because you are enough. When we talk about unconditional love, the kind of love that God has for us, it means you love yourself no matter what. It means you have unconditional worth and value. And that you can love yourself without judgment. I believe that that is how God loves us. He loves us without judgment. He loves us because he perceives no right or wrong in us. And that is what perfect love is. You are enough. You don't have to be that spectacular woman. You don't have to be that superwoman and having to prove yourself. Or even, and here's a big one, earn love from someone else. You are not loved for what you do. You are loved for who you are. When God created you, he said you are enough. In fact, that is what started me on my journey. Those were one of the Bible phrases that started me on my journey of self-love. When God created you, he said that you're wonderful and that you're a masterpiece. What other word do you need? You're unique. There's no one else like you. Think about it. No one can occupy your space. No one can occupy your shoes. And you know how it is with the world. Anything that you have or that you can acquire, and there are multiples copies of it, diminishes the value. But you are an original. You're an original. There's no one else like you. You are enough. Nothing else can compare with you. So can you see that you are enough? So when you're in a relationship, don't be afraid to state what you want. When you're dating, don't be afraid to state what you want. And I've often spoken about having great, good, personal boundaries, and that it's an effective way of loving and taking care of yourself. When you're clear on what you want, then by default, you then know what your boundaries are. And so it's great to establish those boundaries and to also assert them. And practice self-love, practice taking good care of yourself, because you need to feel worthy in order to attract more reasons to feel that way. So take care of yourself. Nurture yourself. Look at your lifestyle. Are you taking time on things that bring you joy? Are you looking after your body? Are you eating well? Are you sleeping well? Time to honor yourself and to own your power, to own your enoughness. You are enough and you are worthy. So allow those words to sink in. You are enough. You don't become enough based on something you did or something that you said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.